Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Lindsay Gimme, the editor of the Eloi Enterprise, she writes, "This past week, a Christian grassroots organization made its annual trek to Saguaro Correctional Prison in Eloi to bring a little light and hope to Hawaiian inmates. Based in Hawaii, the New Hope Christian Fellowship represents approximately 10 churches and denominations and visits hundreds of prisons both on the islands and statewide. Its pastor, Roy Yamamoto, has been making his rounds to prisons for 8 years. And for Pastor Roy, it's a very personal journey. Quote, he says, I once was an inmate, an ex-inmate. He said, I was actually facing 80 years to life as a career criminal. But God cut me free. He gave me a chance to come out. So when God cut me free from that life, he put it in my heart to remember my brothers and their children. That was in 2012, November 22nd, when that article was written. Today, here in this season of his life as pastor, evangelist, as minister, Pastor Roy Yamamoto is the senior pastor of Agape Christian Fellowship and the founder and president of Camp Agape. He is also the Hawaii director of Prison Fellowship, founded by Chuck Colson. He has served at New Hope Christian Fellowship for 16 years. He's married to Charlotte, and they have two children, Kristen and Sean. He's here with us today. Pastor Roy, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you, Danny. It's a blessing to be here and come back and just share God's love.
And giving an update, I mean, you have shared even to so many inmates, one of the beautiful things of your ministry, Camp Agape, the last time you talked about the vision of expanding it, and now you're taking it to the different islands and even different states. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what a blessing. Last time we was here, I shared with you about how God really gave us vision to go and expand Camp Agape to the neighbor islands and to the states. And since that time, we actually did one. This will be our second one in Oregon. This third one, actually, this year in Oregon, they take like 200 children now to the camps up there. And then we started one. This will be our second one in a big island since then. And we just last month we did our first Maui Camp Agape up there, and we're looking to start one in California this year. So, and we have ours in again in Labor Day this weekend. Coming Labor Day. So, what a blessing!
How many have you done here on Oahu?
So, after this season, Oahu. This will be our ninth one. And this will be a 15 Camp Agape after this season this year.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's growing and growing. You have been the beneficiary of the grace of Christ. I like to share at the beginning of our program, you know, the whole reason, Pastor Roy, we have the Good Life radio program is to do, in many respects, what you've done as you've traveled and spoken to inmates. But the gospel that relates to all of us, that Jesus loves us, that God loves us, that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, to shed his blood on that cross, to wash our sins away. He was buried and rose again on the third day. I look at you and I behold a man who has really been transformed by the love of Jesus Christ. Pastor, what have you seen in the lives of others when you have spoken and taken the ministry to places like Saguaro Correctional Prison?
You know, it's a wonderful blessing. We, since going there, we've seen thousands of men give their life to the Lord. And the awesome part about it is this full circle ministry. You know, we do the camps, and, you know, no matter how bad or how much they don't know or believe in Jesus, you know, God uses camp, not just to do the camp, but we get to evangelize to the parents in prison. And to see the men in prison really able to see their kids, you know, the Bible says even an evil man know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more would God give the Holy Spirit those asks? And mm-hmm. when they're in there, you know, they're asking, and they're the biggest hope and that somebody would really take care of their children. And so when we do the camps and we bring the videos into the prisons and show the men, God used that really to evangelize to them. And we see just thousands of men just give their lives to the Lord and really open up their heart and this belief in Jesus, true love, agape love.
They are touched, yeah. literally touched by God.
Yeah.
When they see it, what is it that you think they feel?
Well, I think they feel God's love, you know, and maybe they never experienced in that way before, but being locked up and not being able to be there for the kids, and no matter how bad, you know, the situation or the bridges that were burnt, all of them still love their children so much. Mm. And, you know, when a lot of them, because of the drugs, they go into prison. When they're on the streets, they didn't have the eyes to see, ears to hear, or a heart or mind to conceive the love of God when people wanted to tell them to change and we love you and God can help you. But God put them in a prison where he take away everything and take the veils out of their eyes and open up the ears to hear and give them a mind and a heart to really look, hey, there is a God. So when we do things like this for the guys, you know, that's the best time where God can implant and put that seed into the good soil and say, wow, you know, there is a God. I got to make this change. And we've seen that happen so much. For the men, they see this video and they come back and they volunteer. They come to the ministry, volunteer in the ministry, and help us do the camps together for the kids.
You mentioned full circle ministry. Yeah. So we see the ministry, you do the outreach in the prisons. Then you have Camp Agape. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a good picture of the connectivity of it. So you come back. Now there's another component. Camp Agape is what you're doing with the kids,
yes.
that are, you know, the children of inmates, right?
Yeah.
What happens in the lives of the kids at Camp Agape?
So, you know, at the camp, every camp that we did from the beginning, glory to God, and only God could do this. They come with so much hurt, pain, and disbelief. You know, how can my dad change, or how can I have hope if my dad is facing 20 years of life in prison? But when they see uncles and aunties that come and share as ex-inmates that I did a life sentence, got out, and God blessed me with a new wife, house, family, and never went back to the drugs, that give hope even to the ones that have no hope. And when they see that, so it's not just the camp. You know, we use the camp, and then we use the video and outreach to reach out to the families, ongoing mentorship with the families and the children. And then we take it to the prison, and that touched the men. And from there, they come out and be part of the ministry and have a support group and new friends to hang around with, and they can be more successful. Mm-hmm. We teach them to come out, and the best thing they can do is seek God. If they seek God and put God first, he said everything else will be added to it. And when guys come out and they're in this new environment and their families come back together, you see them becoming fruitful and the family's being restored, and they get to go back and be witnesses to the guys in prison saying, you know what, I can make it. You know, win this many. We get guys in our ministry that was there from the beginning with us. We look at the video several weeks ago, and we old videos of guys dancing on stage 15 years ago. And we're dancing this week at Pastor Francis's church. And the same guys that were dancing 15 years ago was the same guys dancing on the stage this week. And we're just like so grateful to God. And that's the full circle, you know, full circle ministry, where you're not just reaching the children, the families, but the inmates, and how they come out and give back.
Full circle is one of those things that it just got to stand out to us, especially when you think about praying for and supporting a ministry. You know, it's great to do something one time. I mean, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
To bless a ministry, to bless a community, an area, to have focus. It's quite another thing to go back and to go back and to go back and keep going back purposefully, and then to build and then to have the connectivity, not only reaching inmates, but reaching their families concurrently, doing it. And then they connect with each other. The kids go back in the prison, the inmates see the children. And when they come out, their hearts are changed and they go back and reach others in the camps. Full Circle Ministry, Pastor Roy Yamamoto, he'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, get out your pen or pencil, or maybe take it in your imagination if you don't have one with you right now, but it's easy to get a hold of. Write this down. CampAgapeHawaii.com. CampAgapeHawaii.com. That's how you can find out more about Pastor Roy Yamamoto and the ministry of Camp Agape, Agape Christian Fellowship. He's also the senior pastor of Agape Christian Fellowship and the Hawaii director of Prison Fellowship, founded by the late Chuck Colson. I'm glad that you're with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Pastor Roy Yamamoto has been sharing with us about the marvelous things that God has been doing. You know, the Lord takes certain people and he sets them apart. And the marvel of it all is that he sets them apart even when they don't realize that he is setting them apart. And he customizes the work that he has. Many times it's connected to what we're involved with earlier, interested in. And sometimes even when we're going in the wrong direction, God, that's the redemptive power of Christ. And that's the incredible experience of the resurrection, resurrection power. Well, today, Pastor Roy is ministering to many lives in a critical stage of people's lives and families. And Pastor Roy is here. So to find out more about him again, campagapehawaii.com. And to get this program, you might be tuning in right now, get it in its entirety as a free podcast, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Roy, let's take a walk back in time. Take us back to a moment when you were searching, looking for answers in life. Take us back to that place. What was it like for you?
I guess for me was being in a situation, you know, facing this life in prison and told that I was a career criminal and never would get out of prison again. And that's when it really hit me. And I went back and started crying and said, God, please, sorry for the person I became, but man, I cannot make it. I cannot live in this prison for the rest of my life. And that's when I was invited to go to first Bible study where I really accepted Jesus into my life.
This is in prison.
In prison. And when I was in prison, I, at that first Bible study, I accepted Jesus into my life. I probably accepted him 10 or 20 times before, but it never fell into the good soil. But God took away everything and made me lose my whole life, never to come out to see my family and friends again. He made me hit rock bottom, the bottom of the bottomless. And that's when I just said, you know what, I need more help than I can help myself. And that's when I accepted the Lord into my life. And God came in and he just changed my life. And like 2 Corinthians says in 5:17, allowed me to be a new creation. And it was just amazing, and how he, you know, I thought my life was over. I thought, you know, I'll never, this is it. But after I said amen to the Lord, God gave me hope and said, you know what, your life didn't end. It's just beginning.
And all this happening while you're in prison.
Yeah.
The way you talk about it is almost like it was a beautiful bottom. When you had nothing, everything taken away. It might sound strange to somebody who's listening, because especially if you're in a place of collecting, accumulating, striving, wanting to gain more, and feeling the pride of it all. But when it starts to destroy, when it starts to take a hold or even enslave, I mean, these characteristics begin to grab hold of life. Explain what it would mean when the bottom of life became a beautiful part for you.
For me, I understand that everything I did in the past was so bad and wrong. And, you know, somehow, you know, when I accepted the Lord, you know, and started to read the scripture, I realized, you know, the Bible talks about, and I always tell the men when I go into the prison that, you know, God disciplined those he loved and he accept them. And I know that everything, now I look back at everything had to happen this way. Everything, I had to hit rock bottom. The best thing that ever happened to me, and I tell all the men in prison, the best thing that happened to us is that God put us here. Because if he didn't, we would never have accepted the Lord into our lives. And the best gift that I ever received and was going to prison and receiving his life, but dying to that and giving God my life. And after giving the Lord my life, he brought hope back into me.
Did you ever envision back then what you would be doing today?
No. I'll never envision what I'd be doing today. But, you know, when God come into your life and you receive him into your life, he'll show you what you're created for. And if I didn't go through all this bad things and God didn't get my attention, like Paul, you know, on the road to Damascus where he hit him off his high horse and took away his sight, mm-hmm. God didn't take away my sight and hit me off my high horse, and I would never know. But it turned out to be the greatest gift of all. Hitting rock bottom was the most beautiful thing, because after that, there is nowhere else to go but upwards, where I could reach out to the Lord. And to think what I get to do today for the Lord is such a blessing. I get to help people that went through the same thing. So any bad thing that we go through, or I went through, or hurtful thing, God can always turn that around and use it for the glory of God. I could never minister and talk to somebody about how they feeling on drugs, or help them get off drugs, or how the children are hurting and how God can bring comfort if I haven't gone through the same thing with myself, or even my daughter going through it. So God allows everything to happen, and no matter how bad and far we go and how many bridges we burn, there's one bridge that will never be burnt. There's one bridge that we can always go back to, and that's a bridge to our Creator. And that bridge, no matter how far we go, it will be always open to us. And when we walk on it, cross it to him, God will do miracles.
And the bridge to this new life that Pastor Roy is talking about, the bridge is Jesus Christ himself. Pastor Roy, somebody today, maybe in a bottom point, we talk about bottoms, mm-hmm. a bottom point of depression. They can't get up. They've got lead legs. Sorrow has overtaken them. Someone is at the bottom financially, in the bottom of shame because of all the accoutrements, mm-hmm. the outward trappings of what it would look like. They've played into that, but deep down inside, it's come to nothing, and they can't get out. Someone is in a lonely place because of ill health, and they've been debilitated. They can't do what they used to do before, and they're at the bottom. Someone has just lost a loved one because of death, or someone has left them, and it's a shock. They might have had glimpses of it before, but they never thought it would actually happen. And their spouse or their loved one has just turned and gone away. Abandonment, discouraged, those things are just words. They're at the bottom. What would you say? Or what do you feel God would say, Pastor Roy, to them at this place?
I think God would say, like in the book of Joel, you know, that we go through this drought and hard and dry seasons in our lives where it's so hard and unbearable. But God says, you know, come to me. He says, rend your hearts and not just your garments. Then I'll restore what the enemy has taken. And when you come and you truly give your hearts to Jesus, there's no better helper that can help anyone. Not of our loved ones, no one that can help us more than our Creator. If we go to our Creator and take his hand, God will help you. He said he will restore the years that the locust came and ate and took away. And he'll let the Holy Spirit rain down and rebuild and refresh everything. And all he asks is that we come and we rend our hearts, not just outwardly, but inwardly. If we really give God our hearts, our Creator will come and be our helper. The Holy Spirit will come and he will help us through any situation that we're going through. He will refresh everything. And it's just a beautiful story in Joel, and it's so true. You know, we all walk away and fall away. We go through dry and hard seasons. But God is always there. The bridge is always there. All he says is, come, rend your hearts. Give me a heart. and our creator will come in and he will help us. He said he will get everything back. Never again will my people be shamed. And God will come in and do that for anybody.
He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you, my dear friend, our dear friend. Because he loves you. He knows you. And he sends Pastor Roy Yamamoto to express, to share, to declare lovingly, graciously, and in a way that would, hopefully, that's our prayer, that you would respond to God. Mm-hmm. Respond to him. Rend your hearts. Let the Lord take control. Let go. Let go. Surrender yourself to the Lord. Pastor Roy, you see this happening time and again. You said that the most mean, vicious, hardened criminals, you see them. I can just envision guys with tattooed teardrops crying real tears, broken hearts because they see their child or one who would be like their child. They see a video. They see people caring for, loving. It's the manifestation of the person of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ moving in the lives of these children who are loved by their dads. And the love there touches their heart in the name of Jesus. When we come back, Pastor Roy, let's go back and talk about those ministries there in the prisons, Camp Agape and Prison Fellowship. More with Pastor Roy Yamamoto when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
What if you had a son in prison? Now, what if you wanted to talk to him? Just to hear his voice. But, you know, the phone call cost money. What if you didn't have the money to pay for that phone call and you couldn't call? What if you wanted to let your grandchild talk to their dad and you couldn't? What if that dad or your son who is away wanted to talk but there's no communication? Wouldn't you hope that someone would somehow reach out to him? Reach out and enable, somehow facilitate a point of connection, a lifeline, as it were, of communication, of hope. Well, that's what Pastor Roy Yamamoto has been doing. They continue to do it. They are doing it every single day as their ministry grows, how the Lord is using them. Camp Agape, Agape Christian Fellowship, led by Pastor Roy Yamamoto. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so blessed that you're with us. We're blessed, and we are hoping that you will be blessed as we spend this time together. Find out more about Pastor Roy and how you can become a part of his ministry. I believe that as you listen, the Lord stirs in our hearts to say, hey, how can we do something to stand with them, to be a part of this? CampAgapeHawaii.com. Pastor Roy, talking about this, the telephone, reaching out to people in this condition, in this place of their life, what's the motivation of that?
I think the motivation of that is, you know, James talks about your pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is to visit the orphans and widows and those into distress. And God put it in our heart to reach out, you know, to the most hurting. And God gave us a vision to go to Arizona, reach out to them. Because, you know, they're not only doing prison time for, you know, what their sins deserve and the crime they committed, but they actually shipped away and taken out of the culture. And not only the culture, you know, they don't have a visitation because it's so far away and the families back here can't afford to fly up there and to go visit their loved ones, so they don't have visitations. And the phone calls are collect calls when you're in prison, so the families out here are already struggling, so they cannot afford to keep on paying the collect calls. The phone bills get too high, so the lack of communication becomes so rare, and so they hurt, the men hurt up there, but more so the families back here hurt. So we, you know, we made our mission to really reach out to those who are hurting the most. So that's why we did the outreach. And that's why when we do the camps, we send first the application to Arizona and to the mainland prisons. So that way we know that they're the most hurting ones. They can apply their children to this camp where their children can experience God's love. So that's a... It's kind of what God gave us, to really reach out to the most hurting and to see, you know, them, to see their children. I mean, the impact of seeing their children on top of video at this camp just speaks so much for them. Some of them haven't seen their kids' children for so long, but when they see their children over there praying and worshiping God, and I tell you, even the biggest, the hardest guys in prison, you know, start crying and just really believing that there is a God.
You are also leading Agape Christian Fellowship. How did the church start, and what is the heart and passion that God has given you for that?
I guess, well, you know, I was at New Hope for many years, but God really put in my heart that He wanted us to expand, and the heart of the church was really to get all the churches involved. And so we went out and we started, and we wanted to start a church where one day, you know, we can have a church where we show video of the whole church, and that church will be all the families that have been incarcerated, the children, the grandparents, and the men in prison will be able to see that. And they asked us to do the outreach at first in the mainland because of the gangs and the fights. And we said, we cannot change that. But I said, you know, God can. So God said, you know, you go up there, you plant the seeds, do a revival. You come back and plant a church like this. And then when the inmates come and they see their families worshiping on a weekend and they get to worship with them, God will use that to touch their hearts. And why are we trying to hurt each other when our family's holding hands, worshiping and praying together? And that would do the revival in prison and change the lives and the mentality in the men in the prison.
What have you seen? Have you seen that?
You know, we've seen that happen. I've been locked up in prison, and I know the feeling of missing your family. And whenever, like, Hawaii 5-0, when I was locked up in the mainland, or Magnum PI came on, nobody could touch the channel because I missed home so much.
Yeah.
But when you have this dynamic of a church where they get to be at home and being in prison, but you get to be with your family and worshiping in spirit together, that would evangelize to the men. And we've seen it happen, and that's like the most strongest evangelist tool that you can use, you know, because the non-Christians will come, and like when we show the camps, they're not Christians, but they see that they give their life to the Lord, they believe in God. Because, I mean, how can somebody do this? Man can't, only God can.
Give us a sense of how immense this is, especially over the years as you've gone back, reached countless numbers, and now you're expanding to different islands and states. What's the size of the reach? How is it? How big is it growing?
Well, every year we reach almost 600 children that have their parents incarcerated in prison that come to this camp. So just for the camps, we reach out to about 600 children every year. And the prison, you know, we go to all the prisons, so we reach out to thousands of the men and to their families. So, you know, it's a blessing to see God even use a person, you know, like me, who had no hope, or people in our ministry that we had no hope, but now can be used by God and use them in a bad situation. We got many of the guys who were prisoners before came out, and now they're going back into the prison, ministering to the men. And when we take the ministry and do outreaches back, we take all the ex-inmates with us. And when they go up to the stage, share testimony and dance, and guys in the prison look, wow, if they can change, I know that I can too. We used to live with them. We used to party with them. We used to run on the streets together, but look what God did. So just that, like I said, that full circle to how God can redeem every situation and use it as a powerful testimony for the kingdom. That's a blessing. And, you know, like the children, you know, this last outreach in Arizona, we brought our Camp Agape kids up there. They shared the message to the men. And I tell you something, no one could reach the men like the children of incarcerated could, their kids, sharing a message to the men in a prison. And you see all these men give their lives to the Lord, biggest gang members, you know. All the gang leaders of Shock College, you see them just raising their hand, giving their lives to the Lord. And God will use even the bad situation, even the hurtful ones that we go through, and the kids be able to evangelize.
What were the kids saying?
The children will say that no matter what you went through, that we love you, we forgive you. And I remember this one girl shared that, you know, how important it is to get in the Word of God, because He can change you. And he said, if you get him, the girl said to the men, if your Bible is bust up, that means you not bust up. And she just really brought the Word of God and says, you know, we went through all this. It's hurtful. But I tell you something, you know, when you put Jesus in your life, He will change you. And He'll bring you out and make you to be the fathers that we desire and love. And nobody can speak to the men like that. And when the children speak to them and get evangelized to them, who wouldn't listen to them? What heart wouldn't be touched by them? So, you know, we have leaders, the junior mentors that were with us 9 years now from the first camp, and to see them being leaders now and going out and sharing the message to the men and the people, that every weekend we go to different churches, they share It's just a most amazing thing. They shared that they lived under the bridge. They ate crackers and ketchup every day. But today they accepted the Lord and now they evangelize in their testimony, their bad situation, to bring hope to the hopeless.
All this is taking place on a regular basis with Camp Agape Hawaii and through the Ministry of Agape Christian Fellowship led by Pastor Roy Yamamoto. You can find out more at campagapehawaii.com. Hey, what would it be like if you were one of 600 children and you saw volunteers, droves of them, and we're talking in the hundreds, how about 300, 350 volunteers coming to be partake in helping to facilitate the camp that was going to change your life? As a child, when you saw that many people coming to care for, to love, how do you think that would make you feel? If you were abandoned, if you were left alone because your dad had made some major mistakes and was locked up, and you were bitter, you were abused, and what would it be like for us, huh? What do you think? How would you feel? I mean, when times like that happen, and God sends people who come with a warm, loving touch, a warm embrace, a smile, a twinkle in their eye of hope, that'll change my life and yours. Don't you feel that? When we come back, more from Pastor Roy Yamamoto, who's facilitating these things. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Local treats. Hey, you grew up in Hawaii. The word lihimui makes your mouth water, right? You think about kakimochi. Hey, these are delectable cuttlefish, delectable things that, hey, it might not be appreciated by someone else, but if you're from Hawaii, rock salt plum, well, that has a special, it just has a special tingle as you hear about it. What about if you were locked up, incarcerated, and you grew up in Hawaii? And you are far away from those things that you would associate with home and make you feel comfort. You talk about comfort foods. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show and you think, what, Danny, does that have to do with anything about the Lord and His love? Pastor Roy Yamamoto is with us today here and sharing heart to heart. His heart is amazing. You can find out more about him and his ministry at campagapehawaii.com. So talk to us about that, Pastor Roy. Lihimui, rock salt plum, and kakimochi.
Yeah, you know, my scripture that Jesus really gave me when I left was Hebrews 13:3. Remember the prisoners, if you're the fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated, if you yourself are suffering. And God freed me, and gave me the chance to come out. So I said, you know, remember where the guys are at. So because they don't have nothing from the families and taking out a culture, every year what we do is we do this Christmas gift for the guys. So we make this big bag of local treats, with codfish, kake mochi, lihimoy, and lihimoy mango, and, you know, just whole bag of local cookies and macadamia nuts. And
it just makes me smile as you go down that list.
And we make our journal. We give every single man in a prison journals and Bible study materials, and we give them Christmas cards to send back to their families, five Christmas cards, and we bring it and we deliver it to the men in there. And you know, like that one famous saying said, spread the gospel. If needed, use words. And when you do a gift like this to the guys, and they feel like they're so hopeless, and we bring it to the guys and share the gospel in that way, the men just cry. And the warden actually give us a favor to go into the maximum security, and we get to bring this big package of Christmas gifts. And you got to imagine, no one can even go into the maximum security and have contact, but they let us hand deliver this Christmas gifts to every one of the men that locked down 23 hours a day. And when they received this gift, man, they start crying and start thanking us. And we say, don't thank us, thank Jesus. He made this possible. It's not from us, it's from him. And they start thanking Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And you look at that, wow, how God can use just that simple act of love, reaching out to those who are in distress and are so much unfortunate than we are. And we've seen so much people, just give their lives through that and know that, hey, you know what, there is a God. They're yelling, and, oh, man, I believe there's a God now. Mm-hmm. And to see that, they're in this hot desert and 115, 10 degrees, and we come up there and do a baptism. We give ice cream to every one of the men. And when they walk in out there, thank you so much. Thank Jesus. All of them walk away saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Walking in this hot sun and eating this nice ice cream with macadamia nut cookies on the outside. And they're just like so blessed. And they know that, any way we can let them know God's love.
Yeah. Something burning on your heart. I mean, talking about the hot desert and cold, ice-cold ice cream. But on your heart right now, Pastor Roy, if there was something that, you've given the platform to say here on this program, what would it be?
My heart would really be if you have going through a lot, or you have family incarcerated and if you're a child of incarcerated, call, because we really want to reach out to you. Go to our website and sign up for a camp, and we promise you would experience God's love. And our prayer is that, all the children here that have their families incarcerated will come and get to experience this and really feel that they are very much loved. And at the foot of the cross, there's level ground. Doesn't matter what we went through or what we're going through. God wants us to know, just come. Just come.
So a child says, oh, I want to go. I'm listening. I hear it on the radio. My papa or my tutu is listening, or my grandma. I hear this on the radio. I want to go. But I don't have money. My family doesn't have money. The other camps I've heard about, you got to pay. Pastor Roy, what if I don't have money?
You don't have to have no money. It's one thing at a foot across, God asks us to come just the way we are. You come, you'll get a free backpack, water bottles, toothbrush, toothpaste, shirts for every day, and your whole camp would be paid for by God. So you don't have to have nothing to come, but you would be given everything. All you have to do is come with your shoes and your shirt and your pants that you wore to the weekend, and everything else will be provided for you.
So it's an open door for any any child of an incarcerated parent. Someone listening says, "Hey, I want to be a part of that. Could I volunteer? Could I help to finance someone? Can I sponsor a child? A child I might not know, but hey, I've got a margin of discretionary income, resources. How can I be a part of this to help finance this so that as God has provided for me, God is providing for this child, these children, how could I do that?"
So you could go to our website, campagapehawaii.com, and we have all the information. If you want to come to the camp, if you want to participate, if you want to be a mentor to the kids, or if you want to donate or sponsor a child to go to the camp, you go to campagapehawaii.com and you can partner with us to bring more into the kingdom.
Someone says, "Hey, I wanna help. I wanna be a part, but I never went to prison. I grew up in a good home. I mean, we weren't perfect, but hey, I went to a private school. I went to college. I have a good business. I'm a professional, but I want to somehow be a part of it. But it seems like I might not be qualified for it because, how would I relate?" What would you say, Pastor?
I would say to them that, every one of us has a testimony. Any one of us can share God's agape love, His unconditional, His sacrificial love with His children. And I promise you, if you come to the camp, you'll be so blessed, to see 45 churches coming together, working together, loving on the children. And it's like an upper room experience. The early book of Acts, where the Holy Spirit came in and everybody working on the same accord, and that same language, agape love, reaching out to the most hurting children here in the state of Hawaii. They say the children that we reach out to are the highest risk of not making it and becoming criminals as adults and saying, "It's not my fault. It's my mom, my dad, my situation." But we get to partner together and just share the love of God, take them off the path of destruction and put them on the path of righteousness.
Well, if you or I want to make a difference in society, if we want to make Hawaii a better place, I mean, really, not just in theory, but really change the future, it goes back to changing the life of a child. Mm. One child who's broken, one child who's been left with feelings of shame, abandonment, and fear. One child. You can make a difference. I can make a difference. Your church can make a difference. Pastor, you mentioned 45 churches coming together. Someone listening might be a pastor, might be a church leader, says, "Hey, our church isn't involved. How could our church begin to find out more? How can we begin to get involved with Camp Agape?" Pastor Roy, tell us.
The best way is to contact us or go to our website, campagapehawaii.com, and we can give you all the information, send you all the packets, and we have an online registration that you can register for.
So it's all there at campagapehawaii.com. It's a beautiful website. I love when you go there, you actually see it's so colorful, but it's many of the young people in the shape of a heart, wearing their different colored shirts and the heart, of course, symbolizing love. But love what? What kind of love? Agape love. The unconditional love of God, which today has been clearly expressed time and time again through Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Pastor Roy, we've got about 30 seconds. Could you lead in a prayer just for our dear listeners, just to pray a blessing over them?
Sure. Father, thank you so much, Lord God, for your precious Son Jesus and the love and grace that you freely gave to each and every one of us, Lord. And I pray for anyone, Lord, out there that are going through a hard time and feel that there is no hope, Lord. And I pray that they would reach out unto the cross and grab unto you, Lord Jesus, and that you would just cover them with your love, Lord God, and allow them to know that you love them. You created them. And Lord Jesus, we just pray, Father, that you would touch everyone, Lord, out there, knowing that you are their creator. And there's no one that love them more than you. So, Lord, I pray that you would just put out your love, Lord God. And we pray that for the children of incarcerated or those are in distress or on drugs and just having a hard time out there, Lord, allow them to feel your love. Allow them to turn to you. Mm-hmm. And I pray, Father, that you bring deliverance and that you just allow them to be born again and have this new life with you. So, Lord, we just pray. We pray that you reach out, Lord God, to just our state of Hawaii and everywhere, Lord. Yes. And there's so much hurting people out there. But, Lord, we know that you didn't come for the will. Your word says you came for those who are hurting and sick. So, Lord, I pray that those who are hurting or sick or going through something would reach out to their creator, their savior, mm-hmm. and have this most precious thing, eternal life.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just pray that you would just have your blanket all over this world, Lord God of love, your agape love, and that you would just pour out your blessing and allow people just to see how awesome you are. Give him this precious gift of eternal life. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, we just pray for healing. We pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit would just flow so strong in this island and that you would just touch each and every part, Lord, of this island so that we can be an example and a blessing and a testimony to reach out. So, Lord, we love you, and we pray that you continue just having your heart and healing upon us, Lord God, And thank you for being such an awesome God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Roy, you are a man of agape. And thank you. Thank you for taking the time to share out of your heart these deep, profound things of God's love.
Thank you so much, Danny. It was a blessing.
And dear one, I hope you've been moved by the story and the ministry of Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Find out more at CampAgapeHawaii.com. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And hey, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart, as Pastor Roy has been saying, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a message for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, thelifehawaii.com, click Partners. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Roy Yamamoto. Find out more at CampAgapeHawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Gata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.